Israel's security cabinet has authorized the army to send troops into Palestinian towns in northern Gaza. The military was also given a green light to proceed with plans to carve out a buffer zone in a bid to end weeks of rocket attacks on Israeli border communities. The cabinet called an urgent meeting after a rocket fired Tuesday from Gaza hit the Israeli city of Ashkelon. It caused no injuries, but it is a sign that Palestinian militants have improved the capabilities of their homemade Qassam rockets. The military wing of the ruling Islamic militant group Hamas claimed responsibility for the attack. Tensions between Israel and the Hamas-led Palestinian government have escalated since gunmen from the group kidnapped an Israeli soldier 10 days ago. The planned ground offensive in Gaza is the first since Israeli soldiers and settlers withdrew from the territory nearly a year ago. Spokesman Ra'anan Gissin says the Israel Defense Forces will achieve its objectives no matter how long it takes.
We have no intention of staying in Gaza or perpetuating this operation forever. But if it will be necessary, we'll continue to apply the pressure. We'll continue in a, I would say, a very rich menu of means that are available to the IDF, which it has not yet exhausted it.
Moderate Palestinian legislator Saab Erekat urged Israel to reconsider.
I don't know what will this do other than strengthen extremism, add to the complexities, enlarge the cycle of violence. And that's my point.
Israeli officials say Hamas crossed a line with the kidnapping of the soldier and the rocket attack on Ashkelon. Hamas says if Palestinians are killed, there will also be blood on the streets of Israeli cities. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.